Thank you very much, Steve. My name is Tony. I'm an addict, and welcome to the HICNA Area Service Committee here today at this meeting. Can we have a moment's silence to remember the still suffering addict in and outside of the rooms, and for those who may never find this program? Thank you. Now I'm going to say the prayer. I'll put it in the chat box, which is, God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, instill in us a sense of purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness, of addiction. Find something out there. Sorry, apologies about that. All right, okay, straight on to roll call. My name's Tony, I'm an addict. I'm chair here at the ASC, and also I'm chair of the Illness and Recovery meeting on Thursday evening on the Blue Chains platform.
Hello, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. I'm an addict, my name's Steve. I'm kind of a web servant tech person for the area.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. I'm an egg named Mike.
I'm sorry, mobster.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'm an addict. My name is Lisa. I'm secretary of ASC and also do service at the Monday Let's Get Better Together meeting and the Thursday lunchtime IP meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, Lisa.
I'm an egg named Michael. I am the RCM for the HICNA group at Region. I also am the host of the Monday 7 o'clock Let's Get Better Together meeting, and I'm also the moderator as well as GSR for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket group.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm an addict named Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
I am the host and chair for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting and the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
Hi, Chilmere. I'm just doing posting in the illness and recovery meeting on Thursday night. Thank you so much, everyone, for your service.
Thanks for your service, Henry.
Yeah, Marie.
I'm an addict. My name is Jay. I'm the moderator of the Monday and Wednesday 1 o'clock meetings, which means I'm the host, chairperson.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. And also moderate the Friday and Saturday meetings.
Thank you very much for your service, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Anyone else like to introduce themselves? Is that everyone? Okay. So. Okay. We've done recall. Approval of last Area Service Committee's minutes. Anyone like to approve those?
I'm not sure we had any, did we?
Yeah, well, I went through it again, so I actually listened to it. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm allowed to approve it.
I will then.
You don't approve tape.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
If there aren't any written minutes, there's nothing to approve.
Right. Okay. Thanks for that. Right, election of trust and servants and alternatives, etc., as required. We've got vice treasurer that we could do with, a vice secretary, an alternative RCM, which needs a minimum 4 years clean time, and a vice web servant to help Steve out. The other position for the RCM alternate is to help Michael out and be part and possibly move up to that position. Anyone willing to take on those positions, please let us know. Okay, now I'm going to say that this is going to be a little bit different today because we need to get the car motions tally sorted out, and Steve's going to be doing that. So what I'm going to do is pass you on to Steve now as he's doing the treasury report. And if you've got the I did put it in the WhatsApp group, the addenda, it should say there then as well. So I'm going to pass you over to Steve, our treasurer. No, he's not the treasurer, but he usually does the treasury report at the moment in place of Debs, I believe. Is that correct, Steve?
Yeah, that would be it. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, you can, Steve.
Okay. So I'm just sharing a report here for people. So this is a treasury report. I compiled it yesterday. So it's as of like right now. The closing balance at the last ASC was £1,630.69. The current financial status is we have £743.86 in the PayPal account and £749.45 in the bank account. Expenses that came out since the last ASC were a payment of £250 towards the Blue Jeans account, although we didn't actually have the invoice. It was a bit confusing. So what we ring fenced that amount, and we're waiting for the. I think we've got an idea where that is, but it was kind of, we made a decision to make a donation to Virtual NA is the balance of whatever that is. So I did have a quick look. So the closing balance is £1,493.31, less the prudent reserve, which gives us a tradition 7 surplus of £500, gives us a tradition 7 surplus of £993.31p. And from what I've had a look at, the total operating expenses for the annually, the Blue Jeans has gone up a little bit, I believe, to £270.90 for the year. The website domain prices have stayed the same, so our meetings have gone up by 2 pence a week. Shocking, I know. So that's that. If anybody's got any questions about that, just quick, ask me quickly, let me know. If not, we'll move on. The website report, the website is running well. Development work is ongoing for the deployment of new pro template features. There's little bits and pieces, you won't see them, but they're going on. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content, software and plugins are all being updated as required. And there's some new site security protocols have been implemented as a new PHVS. So you don't need to know the details, but it's a bit more secure than it was. We've added some new to one of the Scottish areas, added our website to their website, and it felt right that we would then add their links to their website to our website. So what there is some new content. We've added three of the four, there's one more to go, of the Scottish area websites on the front page of the website, which is links to their groups, and they've got separate online meetings listed. So that's kind of getting a bit of Scotland together. And there's a new link on the other online resource page, which is actually amazing. It's the Tri-State Region Convention Speaker Library. They've updated it. It used to be just an endless list of stuff. They've now updated it and put it onto a Google Drive. There's over 1,100 speakers. It's about 1,150 plus speakers, I think, of recordings of their convention, which is the Start to Live convention, which has been going on for 40 years. So there's over 30 years of recordings on that page. It's a really amazing resource, so check it out. Some great speakers on there. So that's it, that's me, that's done. That's the website report. Thanks Steve. You're still with us, Tony.
Adjutant Marimma, may I just ask something about...
By all means.
Steve, there was... Tony said the positions available is like a vice to someone to help with a website?
That's correct, yeah.
And is there any... clean time requirement for that?
It's not actually set, but it requires a deal of technical ability. to be able to do it. It's not just a, if you'd be interested, we could have a conversation if you have, if you believe you have the ability to do it.
Well, I don't know whether I'll have the ability to do it. I have the ability to work with a laptop, but it's probably not very good, minimal. But I'm willing to learn if it's something like that. I don't know. So we could maybe talk about it, and this is something that came up in my mind to think about.
Okay, I'm happy to have a conversation with you, Hilmarie. So give me a call sometime in the next short while, and we can have a little look at it, by all means. And thank you for the offer and your service.
I'm totally okay if it's found out that I do not have the ability to do it. So, we'll see, but I'll give you a ring. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Hilmarie. Yeah, willingness is the start. Thank you. Hello, Tony. Tony's disappeared. I don't know if he's intending me to launch into this car stuff or not. Right,
yes,
now.
Sorry. I was looking at the other page of the thing, and then I realised my speaker wasn't turned on. So over to you, Steve, about the car report, please.
Okay, right, guys. What we've got? I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm going to screen share a couple of things to keep it easy, keep it simple, or do my best to keep it simple. What we've got going on is, hang on a minute. Can you see this screen that I'm showing, which is the UKNA website? Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. So, right. What the UK region have done is they sent a link to this sheet, which is a UK RSC tally sheet. I can put the link in the chat box. It's a long link. I apologise for this. We've got two options. I'll do this first. Let me just copy that. Can I get the text box from here? I don't know if I can. Yes, I can. Okay, everyone. Okay, this is the link. The link is in the chat box to this document. Right, so if you open that up, what you get is this, which gives us options. We can either choose to do this as an area, or we can choose to do this as individual groups. The choice is here. You can either select one or the other in terms of going through it. And it's really up to you guys, really, how you want to do this, whether you want to do it as an area, and we try and reach a consensus on the motions today, and or you do it as individual groups and GSRs, to make a decision for yourselves about what your consciences might be. So I'm really putting that question out there to the group here today. Do we want to do this now, or do we want to leave it to the individual groups to do it?
I'm an addict named Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
I vote for as an area, because I think that at least for the Ask It Basket meeting, we could meet earlier, but I don't think there's just not enough people really involved. It's just basically a few, and I would feel more comfortable actually doing it as an area. I don't know how anybody else feels, but... Oh, no, sorry, that's Ask It Basket meeting. I'm sorry, I'm the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting. But it's, I guess I would have to take it to the group to find out what they want to do. Maybe that's the best thing, is to take it to the group and.
I get where you're going with that.
Yes,
so,
thanks
for that. So what I'm really looking for is a consensus, is whether or not, do we want to do it as individual groups, or do we want to do this as an ASC today? And what I'm looking for is anybody with any kind of objections to us doing it as an ASC today, or whether we want to hand it over to the groups to let them do it. I mean, has anybody got any other input on that?
Okay, Addict Hilmarie, I honestly don't know, but the way I've understood the structures is that it always has to go to the group, and I did put in area, but it has to go to the group first and then to the area.
Yeah, we understand that, Hilmarie. And I think what I'm going to add to that, thank you for that. What I'm going to add to
my name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Hello, yeah,
Tony. Hi there, sorry about in there, Steve. But, to be quite honest, I've got consensus from my group to actually fill the form in, and I have actually filled the form in. However, I don't feel personally going back to the group would it'd slow down the process again. And in reality, this is something we need to get done.
But if your group has already given you the consensus to do it, then you've got the group.
Exactly. I have.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that, I'm sensing that's a bit of a, that's, you know, that we want to do this today. So what I'm going to do is literally go through these. I'm going to be looking for general agreement one way or the other from each on each of the questions. There's 25 motions. I don't think we need to get into any discussion. We've been discussing this since November in various opportunities, so the groups have had a chance to talk about it. We've had, I think, at least one or two specific ASCs where we've looked at some of this stuff, so I'm just going to launch into this. So I'll make a start on it. So we'll start, obviously, motion one to approve adding zonal delegates from seated zones to the set of the trust or the Fellowship Intellectual Property Trust, and the options are for, against, or abstain. I think what I'm looking for is possibly, do we want to do a show of hands here?
Let's do a show of hands. I think it'd be easier.
Okay, so I'm looking for a show of hands for, although I'm not sure. Michael, can I get you to help me here? Because I can't see the people view whilst I'm sharing screen. So can I get you to count the votes and let us know what those results are? So, I mean, we're looking for people voting for this motion initially. Yes. Okay, have we got any shows of hands? You can do that in the box, the appropriate box to do it.
I just clicked onto the bubble that said show of hands. Have you got mine?
No, it's in the bottom of the people view. I think you'll see it says raise hand.
Okay, well, bottom of the people, I just raised my hand to say okay, but I don't know. I don't know whether I've done.
I'll show it to you guys. It's where are we? It's here. Can you? It's at the bottom of the.
I see.
Have you got it, guys? Where it is there. Can you see that? I'm highlighting it. That's the raise hand button. You just click that. Okay.
I'm not sure what you're doing, Steve. Sorry. Is it in the bubble?
Okay, I'll do it again.
Yes, right. It's in the bubble. Click onto the bubble, the
Hilmarie, please let me finish. It's not there, right? I'm sharing the screen of the blue jeans right now. I'm sure you can see it. If you go to the people view, at the bottom of people view, there is a set of things. There's a be right back, there's a completed, and there's a raise hand button. I'm sure you can see that. That's where you need to go to raise your hand, and that will raise a hand that enable Michael to see that. Okay, fantastic. So we've got I'm seeing that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 hands raised to approve that motion. Is that correct, Michael?
Correct. I see four as well.
Can you confirm that?
Yes,
Michael?
I do. Yes, there's four there approved.
Okay. Open the sheet up again. Okay, so what we now need is a show of hands against that motion. Is there anybody against that? I'm assuming not. Is that right, Michael, or not? So I can't.
I'm seeing hands still up. So if everybody after the vote is made, can they lower their hands?
I can do that.
I can do that too.
Yeah, my hands are all layered. Okay, Jay's voting no, and I'm voting no. Okay, so that's 6-4, 6-4, 2 against. That means that we're voting for that motion. I'll share this again so everybody can see what I'm doing. Okay, so we're going to go through the same process for all of these, okay? So motion 1A1 is an amendment to motion 1, and it says in Article 2 to amend it to read... to add in Article 2 and to clarify the description of recovery literature in Article 3 of the FIPT is reflected in Addendum B. That's a new motion. I've asked the regional delegate alternate to explain that, and basically what they're saying is that they wanted to put that into clarity because it will mean that some of the things that they're talking about relate to bits and pieces of literature, and it's about trying to describe what that is. For better clarity on what they're suggesting in motion one. So I'm going to ask for just the votes. Is this for, against, or abstain? So I'm asking for people to raise their hands for this motion. Have we got hands, Michael?
I do apologize. I'm on my phone, so therefore I'm doing two things at once.
Oh, fantastic. Sorry, Michael. Yeah, okay, well, fair play to you.
So I apologize for that.
Have we got hands raised for that?
Jay, is that ambient hand or you're voting for?
I don't know. It might be his hand is still raised from the previous vote. I don't know. I never saw it going down.
Should be doing this on two computers.
Well, should we not carry on? There's 1-4 then.
Okay, so I'm making an assumption that Jay would not vote yes for this motion. In fact, I'm pretty certain that he wouldn't.
That's why I think that his hand is still up from the previous
so
one. But...
A legacy hand, so let's ignore that. Yeah. So have we got how many hands are raised for that? For this motion, for it?
Well, it seems one at the moment because that is...
We've had that, so we're saying no. So how many people are... can we see a show of hands for against the motion?
So for one?
Just one. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that now. Okay, so I can flip from one to the other here. That's easy enough.
Right, hang on a second, guys. I'm a little bit confused because this motion tally isn't the same as the one that I filled in on
this. This is an additional motion that's been created, which is why I explained that I'd ask for clarity from the regional delegate. Yeah.
I want to abstain from that. I'm sorry. At the moment, okay. I'm going to take my hand off at the moment.
Thank you. Okay. So we're looking for votes to abstain. We've got none for, we've got none against, and I'm asking to see a show of hands for abstention. Okay, that's pretty unanimous. Thank you, guys. Okay, so... Moving on, motion 2 is to approve the revision of the FIPT operational rules contained in Addendum B, which is to revise the operational rules to reflect discussions at the World Service Conference about the inspection trustee activities and to reflect current practices, terms and language. And they're asking us to remove the piece of the FIPT that allows any service body to petition the World Service Conference for an inspection, and change that to, that needs to be a motion submitted to the CAR and discussed at the World Service Conference. So it needs to be a decision that's made by the World Service Conference, not individual areas and regions. So do we want to vote yes or no to that? I'm asking for people showing hands for that motion.
I quite honestly don't understand that at all, so I would abstain.
Okay. From voting. Right, so am I seeing any hands for, no hands for? Do we have any hands against that motion? Okay, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4 hands against that, and 4 out of 6 makes that a consent. Well, it's actually, that's a consensus against. Okay, I'm going to go for against. So we're going for a simple majority here, guys. Okay, motion 3, to approve the revisions to the NA intellectual property bulletin 1 contained in addendum B, to revise this bulletin so that it provides more direct and clear guidance, and so that it reflects current practices, terms and language. There is another caveat that you need to be aware of with this, is they're also suggesting in this motion that they go through the FIPT and do what they say are non-substantive corrections for context and grammar at the same time. So they're going to go in and rewrite it effectively with different bits and pieces, and the fellowship will not be allowed to, will not have the opportunity to approve or disapprove of that, of any of those changes that are made moving forward. So
what do they want to rewrite?
They just want to do what they call non-substantive alterations to the FIPT for context, and that's language and grammar. So spelling correction.
In the text of the basic text, or in our literature?
No. In the Fellowship Intellectual Property Trust. This is all to do with that.
That's legalese for rewrite.
pretty much, yeah. So I'm asking for vote. I'm asking them to see votes for this motion.
I'm sorry, Emily. I have one more question. When you say just grammar, is that all it is? It's like just checking to see if all the dots are the I's are dots and T's are crossed and the punctuation is correct?
That's what they're saying, but that's what they asked us to do with the basic text, and we're still arguing about it 40 years later.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
That's
an opinion. So do we have any votes for this motion? I'm seeing none. Have we got any votes against this motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that's a clear consensus against. Okay, thank you, guys. Motion 4, World Board, to acknowledge that the NA meeting that meets regularly in person or virtually can choose to be an NA group if they meet the criteria described in the booklet, including the 6 points for an NA group and consistent with NA philosophies expressed in our traditions. Footnotes will be added to the group booklet and guide to local services, reflecting the decision of the World Service Conference if this motion passes, and referencing virtual meetings basics as a possible resource. So I'm looking for votes for that motion. I'm going to lower everybody's hands. I can do this. I can lower everybody's hands. Okay, so everyone's lowered their hands. So I'm looking at what we've got left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I'm looking for, thank you, so that's 4. So I'm now looking for votes against that motion. One, two, okay, 2. So that would appear to be a consensus 4, although it's actually a bit different. Yeah, so it's 4, 4, 4, 4. And 2 against. Is anybody abstaining from this motion? Can we get a show of hands for that? So that's 3, so that's pretty close. Okay, 4-3. Are we happy to consider that that constitutes a conscience to be for it? I'm asking for your feedback, guys.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be, Steve.
The motion is out of order.
I agree with you, Jay.
Don't decide what a meeting is and what a meeting isn't in Narcotics Anonymous. Sorry, guys. It's out of order.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
Can you elaborate, please? I'm lost.
Okay, so
in the 70 years that Narcotics Anonymous has been in existence, the World Service Conference has never voted on what a meeting is and what a meeting isn't. You don't decide, oh, this is a meeting and this isn't. We write literature. If you meet the criteria of what a group is, you are a group. Nobody says, oh, you are a group. You say you are a group of Narcotics Anonymous. This goes directly against everything that we've stood for 70 years.
Right. I hear that point, Jay. I really do hear that point. And there's a bit of me that, to be quite honest, I'm rethinking and wanting to abstain from that vote.
I mean, we can do whatever we want because it's going to pass anyway, which is bullshit. And yeah. I'll tell you right now that the motions that the board has recommended will pass with flying colors. Yeah. Done. Doesn't matter what we say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. I mean, if personally, I have issues with the motion because it doesn't. It uses the word recognize. And in its text, and I don't think that's ever a question of whether or not we're recognised. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
What this doesn't address is whether or not the online meetings are going to be brought, the virtual meetings and areas and service bodies are going to be brought into the service structure, and that concerns me that they're not addressing that. So I think it's badly worded. I agree with Jay. It's out of order. So unless anybody's got any other...
May I just ask something, like what I've always understood, that the criteria for a meeting is addicts coming together to help each other stay clean, but we have literature that read, NA literature that we read in a meeting, if there are meetings, the choices up to the individual which meetings he or she attends. But a meeting can't call itself a Narcotics Anonymous meeting if it doesn't adhere to the principles of the NA steps and NA traditions. Yeah, surely.
We understand that. The question the issue that Jay's raised quite rightly is that there's never been a time, and there is no procedure in Narcotics Anonymous, and never has been, for a World Service Conference to make a decision about whether a group is a group.
That's the issue. So in that way,
it is an out of order because it's got no procedural history. It exists in isolation. It's strange that they're doing this. It's what they should be just saying, say, hi, welcome, how can we help? And what they're saying is that they're asking the World Service Conference to make a decision about whether they accept the virtual meetings as being real or not. And we all know that they
Lord.
But what they're not.
Oh, my word.
What that doesn't...
Tony here.
Hello.
Can we re-vote and start again just on the voting process for this particular motion?
Yes, indeed. That's kind of what I was going to come to. And I think after having had an opportunity to discuss it, I'm going to go through it again.
Yeah.
I'm looking for votes for this motion. Raise a hand. Okay, seeing none, I'm looking for a show of hands against this motion. Okay, so that's pretty unanimous, guys. That's 6 out of 8.
Six out of eight, yeah.
Yep. thank you, guys. So we're going against
Can
that motion.
Ask a quick question, Steve. Is this going to be discussed at the region, or are they just going to do the tallies?
That's a very good question. I believe there is an intent to discuss some of it, but it what to what length, I don't know.
Joe, I would like to make sure that the RCM
yep.
brings this up.
Yep.
That we think this motion, as a virtual error, we think this motion is out of order because we don't vote on that. Michael, can you handle that?
Yes, I can. Motion for our group.
I mean, I really want people to start looking at this hotel.
Yeah.
And if we don't raise it, it will just. I mean, okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought you could handle it, Michael.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So let me understand this. This is a motion that's we're voting against it because we feel this motion is out of order.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have never voted on what a meeting is and what a meeting isn't at the World Service Conference. We vote on literature that has criteria. We meet all that criteria. It doesn't say physical meeting in anything. You don't have to put physical meeting. They don't have to put physical or virtual meeting in the literature for it to. It is. I mean, it doesn't say criteria that you have to meet at a physical location to be a meeting.
Absolutely, there's a specific location. No, absolutely.
Well, no, we have a specific location, Hilmarie. The specific location is this room ID.
Yes,
on this platform. Done.
Yeah, no,
that's
I agree.
The problem, Michael.
I agree.
I also want to add, it does say in our literature that two addicts getting together constitutes
a meeting.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Where.
I mean, two addicts that come together to
share recovery.
Discuss the addiction from the drug addiction, utilizing the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous
meet
in a certain time and place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the six criteria about that we're not affiliated with anybody else, and we meet all that right now.
Yeah.
So why are they needing to vote on anything or change anything? It just is.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. That's all.
And if you want help with the argument, Michael, me and Steve will definitely get with you and give you points.
Awesome. I was actually going to suggest that because I'm quite keen to move on with this. I mean, I think we've made our decision about what we're voting against that motion, which I think will probably surprise a lot of people. But I mean, I think we've got a good rationale for it. And Jay and Michael, I'm more than happy to get together before region and get away and word this.
So that you have bullet points that you can baboosh.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Because
okay, guys.
I would really like to see, and I would really like to see that specified to their regional delegates so they understand it, because I think they should bring that point up at the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. So it may well be, Jay, that we'd need to get together with Michael and form that into make that into some kind of motion that we're going to take to that Michael can then present to Reed and say, look, we need to discuss this because there are issues. Fantastic. Okay. I'm really conscious of the time. Can we move on? Are we happy we're fantastic? So motion 5, to revise the vision of NA Surface, changing the phrase his or her own language and culture to the phrase their own language and culture. If this motion passes, a vision for NA Surface will be revised in future printings, including in fellowship approved recovery literature. So they're going to rewrite all the literature as a result of this happening. And it's there to address people with alternate gender. Okay, so I'm going to ask, are we asking, I'm going to look for a show of hands for this motion. I'm seeing none. I'm looking for a show of hands against this motion. Okay, I'm seeing four hands against. I'm going to ask now to people to lower their hands, and can we have a show of hands abstaining this motion? Okay, so we're a 50-50 split, guys.
Abstaining doesn't abstaining normally go as no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got four abstentions and four against.
No, I was against. Sorry.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so we've got one, two.
So that makes five against.
Okay, in that case, that is an against. That's a conscience. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you, Michael, for that clarity. Okay, motion six, to approve a change to World Service Translation Policy. Guide to World Service of NIA to allow the possibility for up to six locally developed personal stories to be included in translated sixth edition basic texts. The stories have first been published in the Little White Book of that language. These stories will be placed in their own section of our member shares with the following language preceding them. And it says, a vision for NIA service looks forward to a day when addicts around the world will have the opportunity to experience a message in their own language and culture. In pursuit of that vision, communities or language groups that have published local stories in the Little White Book may include up to six of those stories in the basic text, if they choose. These fill in the number. Okay, stories originally published in the Little White Book fill in the year. So it's a fairly self-explanatory. Regions with different languages are allowed to reprint their own version of the Little White Book with stories in their own language if that Little White Book has been translated. There is such a thing that exists in the UK region with UK stories in it. I think that's pretty clear to better reflect the vision that every addict in the world has a chance to experience a message in their own language and culture in our primary text. So I'm going to be asking for votes for that. One, two, three, four,
I have
five.
A question.
Go ahead, Joe.
Does that mean they're going to you can't reprint the sixth edition of the basic text?
No.
Without calling it a different edition?
It's very true.
Oh, okay.
So, and we don't print books except in, I mean, there's only a couple of places that they can print books. One is Brazil. I'd have to get the other ones. Iran, they print their own books. But most of the countries around the world, they don't reprint their own books. The Spanish don't.
What's happened in South Africa? Do you know, Jay? Because I know that...
I don't know if they reprint their own books or not. I'd have to ask...
Because I know they had a huge, a big
they have
translation.
Multiple translations.
Yeah.
They have Afrikaans. And
yes,
they
did. Swahili. They did
they
actually
have other
print.
Languages that they're doing, I know that.
They but, did actually print the basic text in Afrikaans. I know that.
Okay, for
from their convention that I attended, I had bought two basic texts printed in Afrikaans to be given to newcomers.
Okay, Helmaria, I'm asking if they print it in South Africa or they're printing it at the office.
Oh no, that was, I believe, in South Africa. I don't know about printing it at the office.
No, if they're printed by the office or they're printed in South Africa?
I don't know. I just assume.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. I
South
don't know
Africa.
Either, but
yeah.
I know that a lot, 50% of the, more than 50% of the languages that are out there don't print their own literature.
True. Can I, just for clarity for that then, Joe, it does actually stay in translated sixth edition basic text. So those stories would be included in, if a basic text had been translated into French, for instance, and they had six stories that they wanted to add, those stories.
Okay, so are they going to allow the French to start printing their own books?
Probably not. I mean, it's going to be printed
okay,
by...
Okay, but that's what I'm asking, Steve. That then you have... You have translated editions that aren't if we start getting the additions out of whack, it's gonna get even more crazy because if you call it the sixth edition and you don't have the stories in French, and you're gonna call it the sixth edition with the stories in French.
Yeah.
Isn't that a sixth edition revised? So we have a seventh edition.
Absolutely. In fact, what we'd ended up, I mean, we could end up with 140 editions.
Well, you could. I mean, in the end, you're going to wind up with your own editions, and who's going to be responsible for printing? The office or the local fellowship? And if it's the local fellowship, which I believe should do that, because you can't use Mexican. I mean, it becomes a problem with Spanish, because Mexican Spanish isn't Spanish Spanish, isn't Costa Rican Spanish, isn't, I mean, they're all dialects, and they're all different.
Yeah. And absolutely. Don't forget that Portuguese is not the same in Brazil as it is
in Portugal. Oh, no, Portuguese in Brazil, I mean, they can understand each other, but they use different words. I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
And Portugal cannot, Portugal does not print their own literature. Brazil does, but Portugal doesn't.
Okay, guys, so moving on, I'm going to ask, now that we've all heard this discussion and we're aware of the implications, I'm going to ask again for a show of hands for this motion. I'm seeing two votes. Okay, guys, I'm asking to show of hands, if you can lower your hands or I can do it, against this motion. And I'm seeing five hands against this motion, which seems to me to be against. A consensus against the motion. Thank you, guys. Okay, motion 7, to extend the 6 wool board members' terms currently expiring in 2024 through the end of the upcoming World Service Conference cycle. As far as I'm aware, the next World Service Conference is going to be in 2024. So, to accommodate the change...
Aren't we voting on a 3-year cycle at this conference? That would be extended to... 3 years?
I believe it's going to be discussed. I don't think it's a motion, Jay, at the moment. Oh, yes, it is.
Why should we extend anybody if it's not a motion?
Yeah, it actually is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's motion 8, I believe.
Yeah.
Shouldn't motion 8 be dealt with before motion 4?
You'd imagine so. Motion 7 is what we're talking about. So, yeah, I agree. So it's kind of out of order.
We're basing extending those people not to just the next conference. We're extending them to the new conference cycle conference.
Yeah, which would be in 2026, my understanding of it. So 2023.
Right. It's going to get blown out 3 years. So
that's right.
If we do that, then you can't vote on the first motion until you vote on the. You can't just extend them into nothing.
True.
So I don't know how you want to do that. And this is the problem with this whole car.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I agree with you. Okay, well, how about this as a suggestion, guys? Do we want to, in the light of what Jay just pointed out, which is absolutely right, do we want to vote on it's actually motion 9 first, which is to approve a 3-year World Service Conference cycle on the trial basis following World Service Conference 2023 through to World Conference 2029. Following 2029, the World Service Conference returns to 2 years unless another decision is made. So the implications of that intent to put into practice some of what we've learned during the pandemic so that we can shift more resources to work that more directly carries the message. This would bring the World Service Conference resources allocations in line with other changes that it made in World Services, cuts in staff levels, and a 50% reduction in person board, in-person board meetings. My understanding, having read through this, is that what they're proposing is in the middle of the middle of those 3-year cycles, they would be having a virtual meeting. So they're proposing to meet physically every 3 years and fit in a virtual
18 months virtual meeting.
That's something along those lines, Joe. Yeah, that's the idea, as I understand
it. That's what my understanding was too, Steve.
Cool. So I'm going to ask for a show of hands for that motion, and I'm going to ask people to be lowering their hands from the previous vote, because that makes life easier.
I'm voting for this number 9.
You're voting for number 9, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So is anybody voting for this for... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm seeing 5 votes for. I think I'm gonna for the sake of 6, 4. Okay, I'm saying that that's a consensus for that motion. So on the basis of that, we're gonna bounce back to motion 7, which is asking that you extend them. We extend the World Board members' term to. Through expiring in 2024 through the end of the upcoming World Service Conference cycle, which would mean that World Board members would be sat until 2026. So I'm going to ask for votes for that motion. Okay, I'm seeing 2 for that motion. Okay, so I'm going to ask... It's 1, 2, 3 votes.
Are you voting for or against, Tony?
This is a vote for this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. I'm voting
for. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I'm reading that as a for that motion, as a consensus. Thank you, guys. Okay, so motion 8. As a result of the COVID pandemic, to suspend the World Service Conference WCNA rotation policy after 2024 to allow the World Board to determine what is possible and practical moving forward and then seek approval from conference participants. Intent, given the disruption and the rotation of World Service Conference and WCNA that has already occurred, the increase in events costs and the other changes brought about by the pandemic, to allow the evaluation by the World Board and approval by conference participants for what is possible and practical in the future. So they're talking about the idea of revamping the rotation policy of the World Service Conference Convention, sorry.
Well, what is the rotation policy?
I believe it currently is every 2 years.
And how do they want to revamp us?
Okay, so how that was being previously distributed, it would be predominance of World Service Conventions would be being held in the US, and then that's rotated out every 3, I think, to either Europe or Asia. For people to make, so they're asking that they get that they have the opportunity to review that, and that's kind of already written down. So what they're asking is that they can have another look at that to make it to try and decide what is going to be the best option for them to do. So they're asking for an opportunity to suspend the current cycle of rotation policy for world conventions temporarily, whilst they have a discussion about it, and the fellowship has a discussion about it to figure out how they want to move forward into the future. Is that clear to everybody? So I'm going to ask for votes for that motion. I'm seeing 5 hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 hands.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a consensus for that motion. Thank you, guys.
7 hands. Well, yeah, so it's a consensus.
It's pretty much a consensus. We've covered motion 9. Motion 10, World Board. If motion 9 is adopted to approve an interim virtual WSC in the middle of the conference cycle for decisions that are legally necessary and those that conference participants choose to address, as was done in the 2023 cycle. Material will be posted on NA.org under the same deadline post policies as the CAT 90 days prior, and all voting conference participants will be polled to choose the items they wish to address. Intent: to allow the conference participants to address some World Service conference between in-person conference meetings.
Okay, can you put that in a simpler?
Yes, I mean, give you a basic idea.
Thank you.
The online World Service conferences were costing just over 50 grand. An in-person conference costs over $500,000.
Oh my God.
So this motion is actually partly because as a non-profit corporation in California, they are obliged to make financial reports on a regular basis outside of a 3-year cycle. So they have to do this. NORs have got no choice in the law.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what I'm going to ask for is people voting for this motion.
Can I ask a quick question?
Please do.
This is only for in-person world conferences. What about online?
No, this is what this is suggesting. What they're suggesting, Michael, is that if they're going to go for a 3-year cycle in the World Service Conference,
right,
that they would have, in the middle of each of those 3 years, they would have a virtual WSC.
Got it.
And meet virtually. And there's reasons for that, because business over 3 years wouldn't get done, and they have a legal obligation to do this to make their financial statements to the fellowship.
Awesome.
So really, they have no choice. they have to hope this passes, really, because otherwise they've got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 5-4.
Yes. So I'm looking for votes for this motion, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that I can see.
6, yeah.
Okay, guys, so thank you very much. That is 4.
Would everybody lower their hands, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if motion 9 is adopted to approve the changes to the release of the conference agenda report card to be 30 days earlier than the current policy of 150 days prior to this, than the current policy of 150 days prior to the start of World Service. So it would become November, December, January, February, March, April. It would become 7 months, I think, rather than 6 as it currently stands. So I had an extra month for the fellowship to discuss the CAR. The deadline for the finalization of regional and zonal motions would be 270 days. The conference agenda report will be posted on NA.org at no cost to members. So they're asking to extend the period of which the fellowship is given the opportunity to see the CAR, but the result of that is that they would be looking for submissions of CAR ready motions and any content to be put into the CAR to be put in 270 days before.
Which is that, 9 months.
Which is 9 months. So that's going to slow the process down, which I think is probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm going to be asking for a show of hands for this motion. Okay, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you, Michael. Confirming that, I'm going to take that as a consensus for that motion. Okay, motion 12, World Board to change the current policy of the NA World Services automatically funding delegates from seated regions and zones to the World Service Conference to funding available upon request. Intent: to encourage service bodies to fund their delegates, but ensure that regions and zones that need the funding are able to have it. That's pretty self-explanatory. If the UK region can afford to send its regional delegate and pay for it, we should. If we can't, the opportunity is there to ask for funding. So the better off regions globally that attend the World Service Conference are being asked.
The delegate or the alternate delegate?
That's a good question. It's not clear. It says funding delegates, so I'm assuming it's plural.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah. Absolutely, it did.
Okay. So, who approves whether a region gets funded or not? What's the criteria for that?
That's a good question. But it's, I mean, the reading of it, funding would be available upon request. So I would assume. So, I mean, that's the same as it is in the UK region. If an area can't afford to send its RCM to attend region, they are given the opportunity in plenty. I think they have to apply for it within a month of the region taking place. They can apply to the region to ask for funding to be provided, and it's, I don't think anyone's ever been refused.
It's so how many areas in the region ask for funding?
Very few that I'm aware of. Does happen.
Okay.
So that's just an example, Jay. I'm just trying to help people to understand what that is. I mean, it's what. So I'm looking for votes for that. One, two, three, four, five, six. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm assuming, I'm taking that as a consensus for that motion. Thank you, guys. I'm ticking these boxes as we go, by the way. Okay, so motion 13, Argentina. We're out of the World Board member motions. To direct the World Board to create a project plan for the next World Service Conference for the development of a new IP for daily personal inventory of gratitude. To create a new resource for fellowship members through a new IP for the daily personal inventory of gratitude. Okay, so if no one's got any questions, I'm just going to launch into asking for people.
So, is this a particular? Can you please repeat that, Steve?
They're asking for, okay, so what's the best comparison? There's a daily inventory, there's a
because we have one already, don't we?
No, we have one for an inventory, but we don't have one, an IP for a daily personal inventory of gratitude. So it's basically, they're asking for NORS to print a piece of paper.
List?
A gratitude list, yeah.
Why?
I know that's why.
Let's vote.
Don't we have living the program?
Pretty
that's
much.
That's an inventory, but why? Yes. I don't need somebody to write me a gratitude list, just like I don't.
No,
need
no, it's ridiculous.
To write me about spiritual principles.
No, I know. It's ridiculous because we're not a therapy, a service.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I see this motion has been agreed to by the World Board to have it because it gives them an opportunity to produce another IP that they can sell.
No, I think it's ridiculous.
So I'm going to ask guys for votes for this motion or against this motion. So
your hand is still up, Steve.
I've just put it down. So I'm asking to see a show of hands for this motion. Seeing none, for the sake of procedure, I'm going to ask for a show of hands against this motion. Okay.
We have, it looks like 7.
Thank you, Michael. I'm taking that as a consensus against it. Okay, fantastic. Motion 14, to direct the world. This is made by Sweden, Australia. Co-made by the Northern California region, Wisconsin region, and the Ontario region. They're ganging up to direct the World Board to create a project plan for consideration at the next World Service Conference to investigate changes and or additional wording to NA literature from gender-specific language to gender-neutral and inclusive language. This motion will give the conference and the fellowship the ability to meaningfully discuss changes to our literature to be more inclusive of all our members. Okay, so I'm going to be, is everybody clear about what that's asking?
Yep, I am.
Fantastic. So
can you read it again, please?
Okay, so to direct the World Board to create a project plan for consideration at the next World Service Conference to investigate changes and or additional wording to the NA literature from gender-specific language to gender-neutral and inclusive language. Okay. This motion will give the conference and the fellowship the ability to meaningfully discuss changes to our literature to be more inclusive of all our members.
Okay,
everybody clear about what that is? Brilliant. So I'm going to ask for a show of hands for this motion. Okay, I'm seeing two. Thank you, guys. I'm now going to ask you to lower your hands, and I'm going to ask for a show of hands against this motion.
Four.
I'm seeing four, so the consensus is against this motion. Thank you, guys. Okay, so motion 15 from Southern California to direct the World Board to create a project plan for the next World Service Conference to initiate the process for the fellowship to approve adding gender to what is the NA program. To read, anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. To change what is the NA program to be more gender neutral and inclusive. To my shame, I'm not quite sure what it says currently, but I can't remember.
It doesn't include the word gender in there.
No, it
doesn't.
That's
basically what they're asking to do, is to include that.
Yep. Got you. Thank you, Michael. Does everybody understand what that motion is asking?
No, I don't. I had to walk out of the room for a second. Sorry.
Okay, I'll read it again. To direct the World Board to create a project plan for the next World Service Conference to initiate the process for the fellowship to approve adding gender to what is the NA program. To read, anyone may join us regardless of age, race. They want to add gender, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. So they want to add an extra word.
But gender is already in there.
Sexual identity, gender.
Gender is already in there, isn't it?
No.
Isn't sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion? Hold on.
Good question.
Yeah, it is.
Sexual identity covers all sexuality.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
There are some people who come in the fellowship as male and decide somewhere along the way they want to be female. So then
sexual identity, if you're a female, you're a female. If you're a male, you're a male, unless we're talking about hermaphrodites, and now the tail's wagging the dog. Okay.
There's a difference between gender and sexual identity.
What's the difference?
Gender is the sexuality that you were born with or acquire. And sexual identity is whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, whatnot. So gender identity and sexuality are not one and the same.
So do we need to change, Michael? Do we need to add gender?
Personally?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Personally, no. But I'm not. Okay.
I'm asking you personally if you think we need to add that.
Yes.
That's fine.
Only because I know a lot of people who feel offended that they're not included in the writings. That's it. I don't feel that way, but there's a lot of people I know who are.
Thank you, Michael.
And what percentage of the fellowship do they make up?
Maybe 1-2%.
Okay.
Cool.
I mean,
that's a problem. The difference whether they add that? I think if you to make it more inclusive for everybody, I don't see a problem
because
with
if you
adding that word.
Ellie, if you add that every piece of literature that we have that has what is Narcotics Anonymous will have to be altered. And that is a new edition of the basic text. So we will now be into a seventh edition of the basic text.
Agreed.
Well, just for the record, everybody, if we voted no on the previous motion,
exactly,
this automatically goes no as well.
No, I agree, Michael.
I would assume that.
I agree, Michael. I was wondering. Together,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Please try not to talk over each other. It was difficult for me to hear what's being discussed. Okay, guys, so are we now kind of clear with where we're at with this? And I'm hoping so. So I'm going to ask for a show of hands for this motion. Is that a legacy hand, Jay, you voting for this motion?
Oh, no, that's a legacy hand. Sorry about that, Steve.
Would you mind putting it down? Thank you.
I have done put that down, Michael.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, guys, so I'm now asking for a show of hands against this motion. I'm seeing four hands.
Motion.
Okay, guys, so
I didn't vote. I wanted four. Sorry.
Okay, so that's still 2-4.
2-4, so it does not pass, or we go against.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Thank you, guys. So that is a consensus against that motion, which kind of gives it balance for motion 14. So motion 16, which is the Baja Son region and a shitload of others, to direct the World Board to develop a project plan for consideration at the next World Service Conference to create a booklet of step study questions where all answers relate to a line in chapter 4 in the basic text. To create a fellowship approved inexpensive NA step study question booklet that relates directly to the basic text from chapter 4.
Huh? No. Well, read that again, Steve.
To direct the World Board to develop a project plan for consideration at the next World Service Conference to create a booklet of step study questions where all answers relate to a line in Chapter 4 in the basic text. And the intent is to create a fellowship-approved inexpensive NA step study question booklet that relates directly back to the basic text.
Okay.
So it's a line-by-line on the steps is what they're asking for.
In addition to a step working guide, or they're going to get rid of the step
on it? No, this is an addition, one assumes.
Oh.
So this is for all the steps?
For all the steps.
So they're looking for worksheets.
Mm. Basically, sounds to me, they're asking to recreate the back to basics step working guide, Jay.
Okay. And sorry,
The World Board's doing it.
No, this is coming. This is coming.
That's ridiculous.
This is coming from a multitude of other regions, including South Florida, Mexico, Northern California, Southern California, San Diego, Imperial County region, and region de Mexico.
And those are all the regions that voted that asked for the last two motions to be. Project plans to be done, correct?
Some, no.
Majority of them.
No, they're all different, actually, Joey.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they're all different.
This is my question.
Go ahead.
And this has to do with the step working guide. Wasn't that written specifically for rehabs and primarily rehabs anyway?
No.
So this would just be another piece of literature designed and directed to people who are in rehabs.
I can't answer that question. It's an interesting observation. What am I suggesting this is going to be? What I think, I mean, this is it. I mean, those of us that have been around are aware of a thing called the Back to Basics, which was created, well, like years ago, which was the original STEP study working guide, which lists, which does that. One version of that does relate to a lined version of the basic text.
So why do another one?
I agree.
Because Back to Basics is not any approved literature.
It really isn't, no.
It's not.
Absolutely, I know. Yeah.
I've never heard of Back to Basics, so but that's a
if
story.
You want, Michael, if you want Back to Basics, go up to LOL.
It's there to be seen. Okay, guys. So I'm gonna if all of us have got an understanding of what this is asking for, I'm gonna go to a vote, and I'm gonna be asking people to raise hands for this motion. I'm gonna take the legacy hands down. There we go. So yeah, can we get a show of hands for this motion? Okay, seeing none, can I get a show of hands against this motion? One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. We've lost someone. We're now down to six people, sadly, but there we are. It's what it is. Okay, so I'm seeing one, two, three, four, five, or six.
I'm voting against the motion, Steve.
Okay, so that's an absolute consensus against it. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Tick in the box. Motion 17, to place an 8-year moratorium on the creation of new recovery literature after World Service Conference 2023, extending all excluding all translations or literature projects currently in development. This is from the California Inland Region. Intent, to suspend the creation of new literature for an 8-year period and free up any resources to better focus on current message rather than continual literature development. That's pretty self-explanatory. What? Okay, they're asking that we don't write any more literature for 8 years.
Oh, the money is spent on still suffering addict inside and outside the rooms rather than rewriting the literature.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's absolutely, definitely for that.
They're acknowledging the fact that there are some issues if motion 4, for instance, passes, that would include doing different things with the literature. So they're saying after this conference for the next 8 years.
We've got a consensus on that, Steve.
I think, yeah, so I'm okay. So I'm seeing all the hands raised. Are they all still from the previous motion?
No, they were all put up now.
So who's okay? So that's a complete consensus for. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Motion 18 on lower mine. Everybody else's hands is down, I think. Thank you. Okay, so motion 18 to direct. This is from Texas Bluebonnet Region, which is to direct the World Board to create a project plan for next World Service Conference to study permitting service committees in Narcotics Anonymous or may be willing to serve as literature printing, distribution and selling centres inside and outside the United States. The intention is to study the impacts of permitting service committees of Narcotics Anonymous inside and outside the United States to print and distribute NA literature. And that goes back to the conversation we were having earlier about the idea of translated versions of basic text being printed in the country of origin rather than being printed in China, going to California and then being shipped out all over the world. Uh-huh. That's pretty. Is everybody happy that they understand what that motion is asking of us? Do we agree with this or not? So could we...
Question, for clarity's sake. We do not have any printing facilities within Europe, correct? So therefore, Brussels, which is where the hub of all the Narcotics Anonymous literature is distributed, does not have a facility to print.
No.
Is that correct?
In principle, yeah. What isn't available is the ability to print book-length pieces of literature. UKSO, for instance, does have a mandate from the World Service Conference to print some literature in the UK. So some of the IPs,
that are probably anglicized, right?
And White Book and various, and there's a few other bits and pieces they can print.
Is the White Book anglicized?
There is an English version. There is an English version with English stories.
So do they print both versions, or do they just print the UK version?
Just the UK
King's version.
Yeah, the King's version.
The Queen's version. Oh, it's now the Queen's version.
I know. King's English.
I don't mean to confuse you all.
Okay, so do we all understand this motion, and are we? Can I start asking for some votes? So I'm looking for votes for this motion. Okay, I'm seeing an absolute consensus yes to that. So thank you, guys. Four. Okay, motion 19 to direct the World Board.
Sure, Steve, I just have to run to the bathroom.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's allowed. I'm going to plough on.
Okay.
So this is motion 19, Wisconsin region, to direct the World Board to create a virtual institutional review board to review all researchers and their research questions that request access to the Narcotics Anonymous population through NAWS to conduct research, intent to avoid the misuse of Narcotics Anonymous member information. I believe this has been spurred by the fact that a survey was put out by NAWS during the pandemic that was actually resulted in a white paper written by William White and a couple of other people based on responses that were given to them. And that survey was actually launched and promoted by NAWS. And I think what this is asking is that we're allowed.
But William White paid for the information.
Quite likely. So what this is asking is that the fellowship is given the opportunity to have transparency about what institutions are asking for these questions to be answered, which is. Mm-hmm. Clarity is clarity and transparency. Because I only discovered the result of that particular one by the fact that virtue of the fact I'm a nerd and I came across it on the internet and realised that the result of the white paper was based on that survey. It had to be. There was no other way that they got the information. So nor was it agreed to allow an outside institution to gather questions from NA members, and that was endorsed by NAWS. And what this motion seems to me to be asking is that the fellowship is given the opportunity to say yes or no to such a thing, should it come up. Does everybody understand that?
I don't know whether I understood that correctly. So someone from outside of the fellowship developed something.
Yep.
For the fellowship?
No, they developed a questionnaire that they then approached NAWS with and said, would you be willing to put this out to enable us to gather information that we're looking for?
No, but that's ridiculous. Oh, can't believe it.
I mean, well, in principle, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I mean, effectively, there was no transparency on that. Because if you asked NAWS who was responsible for collating this information, you didn't get a response.
No, that's ridiculous.
So what did you say? And that's the problem. This is addressing that problem.
So in reality, Steve, the still suffering addict, right, didn't have any opportunity to ask whether this data was being used elsewhere.
Correct.
I think that is a total ridiculous.
So vote on it.
Totally against.
Okay, let's have a show of hands for against this motion, please. I'm seeing six hands in support. Thank you, guys. We have a consensus, 100%. The majority, in fact, we would call that. Motion 20, Wisconsin region again, to direct NAWS to provide an NA org audio recordings. To direct NAWS to provide an NA.org audio, at NA.org audio recordings of the worldwide webinars on the topics of public relations, hospitals and institutions, step writing for inmates, fellowship, development, phone lines and others to provide access to any interested member of Narcotics Anonymous throughout the world so they can hear the experience, strength and hope of members from other geographic parts of the world relating to the service they do.
No brainer.
That's pretty clear, I think, that what they're asking is that we record all this stuff that they do. So things like any workshops and webinars on these topics should be made available to the whole fellowship. The recordings of them.
Can I just end with a point of information?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, you can get that on YouTube.
Pretty much.
Now.
some of them you can, but I think what this is asking is that this is done officially through NA.org so that it's available.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically what that's asking, that this is a service that NAWS provide rather than it just being out there on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, what I'm saying is this way it's more legitimate rather than something so kind of dodgy, for lack of a better word.
Because to be fair, a lot of those ones on YouTube are actually either zonal forums or local areas that do, or regions that do that. There's no kind of cohesion in terms of NA.org stuff on that. So that what they're, because currently those webinars at NAWS are not recorded. They might be shown on YouTube whilst they're going on, but they're not recorded. So that there's a resource that's being lost. Does everybody understand this?
I do.
Okay, so am I seeing these hands that are up there as being hands related to this motion 20?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I believe so.
That's a majority. My vote. I think everyone's voted on that one, Steve.
Fantastic. There you go. I only have one pair of eyes. Motion 21, Free State Region, to direct NA World Services to remove the hospitals and institutions handbook from the inventory. Intent. To remove an outdated service manual from WSO inventory.
Okay, I actually didn't understand that.
Who was that motion put out by?
That's
Free State.
That's put out by the Free State Region.
Free State Region, yeah.
What's the Free State Region?
It's just another region of NA. Yes, that's all you need to know. It's based in the US. Okay, so this is an acknowledgement by them. I assume that they're saying that the Hospital Institutions Handbook, as currently exists, is way out of date and needs to be rewritten. And the one that currently exists is not fit for purpose. It's too old. That's what they're asking.
Well, we don't have anything to replace it at this point.
We really don't.
Okay.
Okay, so guys, does everybody understand the question?
So, can I ask, if motion, let me just go back, because there is a motion that specifically states that we acknowledge that we will not have a moratorium. Yeah, motion 17.
Yeah.
If that particular piece of literature, if that piece, it gets,
removed,
then, and with nothing to replace it with, then it'd be another 8 years prior to, after that.
Should
that particular piece of literature to come up?
Michael, why would you get rid of something without having a replacement?
Absolutely.
That's my point. Yeah, that's right. Exactly,
so,
my point.
So just vote against it, Michael.
Okay, so let me do this again then. Let me see a show of hands for or against this motion. We've got two for. None for. Okay, so can I have a show? Can I see a show of hands against
this? Yeah, I thought
this? It was other way around. Can I see a show of hands against this motion? Okay, so that's a majority consensus. Thank you, guys. Motion 22, Southern California region. If any motion or proposal in content or intent has been submitted and failed to achieve consensus or adoption at two consecutive World Service Conference, the previously proposed content and intent may not be suggested to the fellowship in the conference agenda report, conference approval track, or the WSC for one entire conference cycle. So in other words, if you want to argue that black is white and you don't get the answer you want and you ask the same question next year, you're not given the opportunity to ask it the following year.
Well, no, we're looking at 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years now. I know, I was just using that as a sort of bit of an example, really. But yeah, that's the... Yeah, so in the case of removing of gender, removing of like the God word, for instance, from the literature, that question has been asked multiple times over multiple years and for various reasons.
We've been dealing with that since the 80s.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, to stop that from happening more sort of every year, ad infinitum, what this motion is suggesting, that if you ask a question and you get a no answer, or you don't get the answer you're looking for, you're not able, you can do that twice in consecutively.
And then you got to skip a conference, and then you can do it twice again.
If you chose to, yeah.
Then skip a conference, which is absolute insanity.
Yeah.
All the way around.
I know, it is, it really is. I mean, it's a strange motion altogether. I mean, I kind of in principle agree with it. I mean, otherwise you end up kind of asking the same questions. One assumes, by the way, that this would also apply to any motions that might be submitted by the World Board.
No, probably not.
It's not clear, is it?
So what exactly is the thing, the hands? Is it for that people can't keep on going with the same question? They've got to
over and over again. Threat. That's it. Against is that they are able to do that, and abstain is obviously abstain. Does everybody understand the question? I'll lower my hand here. So I'm going to ask a show of hands for this motion. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to ask for a show of hands against this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Unless you're voting.
Yeah, I'm voting 5. Okay, so that is passed. So we're against that motion. Thank you, guys. Motion 23, Kentucky and Bluegrass Appalachian Region, co-made by Upper Rocky Mountain Russian-speaking zone, Western Russia region, and Northwest Russian region, says all in-person and virtual World Service conferences will be streamed to provide access to NA members in English audio. Intent to allow the entire NA membership to a better understanding of what takes place at the World Service Conference. In essence, what this is asking is that all World Service Conference be streamed in English to anybody who chooses or wants to watch it.
That'd be great. It ain't gonna pass, but I'd vote for that.
I know. And the interesting thing about this is they do have the capacity, because they've proven it, that they could actually be streaming that in multiple languages if they chose to, because they do that
if
at the conference.
If they use Zoom, they could.
Yeah.
Because they do that at the conference anyway, so that's available. Yeah. So I don't understand why they're only asking for that, unless they don't have any Russian translators. Well, I know that they do, because there was a Russian channel available.
The reason they're asking for that is because if you ask for all the languages, you're not going to be able to stream it in all the languages.
But they do that already.
No, they don't stream it in all the languages.
Oh, really not? Okay, they don't stream it in that. Okay, no, okay. So it's available in the live meeting, but they can stream all the channels at once. Absolutely, I get that. Right, okay. Technically, that's impossible. Right, understand. Okay, so does everybody understand this? Can we see a show of hands for it?
I think we've got a consensus there, Steve.
Yeah.
That's a yes. Okay, motion 24. Kentucky and Bluegrass Appalachian Region, co-makers Upper Rocky Mountain Region, Russian-speaking zone, Western Russian region, and Northwest Russia. All conference participants webinars to be streamed to provide access to NA members in English audio. Intent to allow the entire NA membership a better understanding of what takes place during conference participants webinars. This is a different animal. What happens during the conference cycle is that the regional delegates and their alternates will attend multiple webinars discussing issues arising from the business at the World Service Conference and leading up to the coming World Service Conference, and it's done currently in private. So decisions are made and questions are asked and discussions are had with regard to the outcome of various things. So, for instance, let me think of that.
They have their own.
Yes, they have their own thing going on. So if you've got, for instance, a whole bunch of, the World Board will present them with a bunch of discussion topics. It could be multiple kind of tick boxes. What happens is during the conference, in between the conferences themselves, the participants, which is the RDs from the various regions, are given the opportunity to discuss and make decisions about what topics they think are important, which will then be included in the discussions for the upcoming World Service Conference. But that's done in camera, so it's done secretly, effectively. So what they're asking is that they too are made available to the fellowship to hear what is being discussed between conferences.
I agree.
Does everybody understand the question?
Yes.
Fabulous. Have we got votes? Have we all voted on it yet? I'm looking for votes. Yes. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Anybody else wanted to vote on this? So we got 5 votes in favour. Okay, guys, that is for that motion. And I'm sure you'll be absolutely delighted. This is the final one. Motion 25, Kentucky and Bluegrass Appalachian Region. Co-makers, the Russians are busy. Russian-speaking zone, Western Russian, Northwest Russia region, etc. Okay, so all votes and straw polls on motions that were included in the Conference Agenda Report or the Conference Agenda track, not to include in election ballots, will be displayed in real time for all conference petition participants to see, showing who voted and how they voted. Currently, that's not visible. So if they have a straw poll at the conference, which is a kind of interim vote that they take to gauge the atmosphere of the room in respect to an issue they're discussing, they will ask for a straw poll, which is a kind of toe in the water. Where are we going with this? Have we reached a consensus or not? Can we move on? Do we need more discussion or should it be tabled? That's currently not. Who's making those votes is currently not visible. They're asking that it be shown. So if you were watching the conference on stream, you wouldn't be seeing whether your regional delegate was voting in favour of something or not.
Mm-hmm.
What it's all about is transparency, basically.
It's asking for transparency.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Do we understand the question?
So, no, what is the question?
The question is that we'd be given more transparency with regard to straw polls and elections.
Yes,
this is not including election ballots. This is in relationship to discussions around the motions and business of the World Service Conference, which is directly the business of the fellowship, right? They're asking for transparency. Does that make a difference, Gilmore, to how you understand it?
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
So have we got a show of hands? If I lower mine, is this the same set? Is it a new set of hands? I'm seeing 4 in favour of this currently. 5 in favour of this currently. Okay, so that is a consensus to say, yes, we are for that motion. And with that, guys, thank you.
Yay, we made it!
Oi.
That's taken us 2 hours. Thank you very much, my friends.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do...
Thank you very much.
Very, very, very quickly, so you can see that it's been done. I'm going to throw it up there so you can see. Right, okay, so this is the sheet. It's all been ticked off as according to the votes that we've made. all the way through. We've not missed any out, I don't believe. That's what I'm just checking for. So I suspect it won't let me send it if it's not. Oh, okay, we've missed one out.
Okay.
What did you miss?
Motion 18. To direct the World Board to create a project plan for the next World Service Conference to study permitting service committees of Narcotics Anonymous who are maybe willing to serve as... Oh, no, we have, and we voted for that. I do apologise. This is the one about letting local regions print their own literature. We voted for that, I believe. Did we? I'm sure we did.
Yes,
yes, we did.
Okay, so there it is. 4. I think that's the only one I missed putting the tick in the box. Yeah, we're all good. So if I hit submit, what does it do next? Thank you for your group ASC conscience. Ta-da! And we can go through it. And apparently you can do it more than once.
Oh, you can? Oh, let's do it a bunch of times. Do it 35 times.
I know we could do it. So, I mean, I'm not sure they should do that. I mean, I think that should
how
be.
Many, how many areas are in the UK?
35 or something, Joy, I think, currently.
Okay, so let's do it 35 times and we can wipe out everybody else's vote.
Yeah, because you get to choose which area you're voting from. Yeah, you could have real fun with that. But anyway, let's not go there. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Regarding the one that I done on the Higna website.
Yeah.
Is that now going to be defunct, i.e. thrown away, got rid of, because I've answered the questions.
Remove it from the website.
It's gone, Tony. I mean, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, because I actually changed some of my votes through the help of Steve and Jay during this process. So thank you very much, you two guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for your process. There's something before I finish, there's something I want to show you guys, because there's been some questions about some of the stuff that's going on at Region, and specifically the Treasurer, right? And what we have is, I'll take you through the trailer programs, how you get there. If you go to the UKNA website, which you can now see on your screen. Yeah? Everyone see that?
Yeah.
You scroll?
No.
It's on, you should be, everybody else is seeing it.
Okay, yeah.
So you scroll down to the bottom of it and you go to region. Okay, yeah. And you click on that, and you click on that link. What that gives you is this new page. And what you can do is you see across the top, this is the resource. So you've got copies of the guidelines, the minutes, subcommittee minutes and action lists, RSC motions, resources, all sorts of stuff on there. The one that's relevant currently that the question relates to is Treasury. If you click on any of those links, you then get a list of documents. And if you click on the document in question, which is the last report from the Region Treasurer, there it is. So you can see it. And and that will answer all the questions that you might have in respect of the ongoing issue of what the UK Region Treasury is doing.
You can see, we can see on there what it's doing with its funds.
Yeah. And the question was around money there was a discrepancy of £687.30. It was a counting error, basically. This document explains what they're doing and how they're going to make that whole process more accountable. And they're also at the very end of it, this is related to the tax status. It's an ongoing discussion that they're having. They have a consultant and they're looking to make a final determination of what the fuck the UKNA is doing in respect of the tax situation. Okay. So it's all ongoing, but it gives you all the figures. What's really the one truly interesting thing that's come out of that is that there is a nearly 50% drop in contributions this year as opposed to last year from the areas. So the region, UK region, is currently in a position where it's going to start struggling with money.
Oh, really?
So that's, but that's it. Did everybody follow that? I'll post the link to the page for you guys in the WhatsApp group so you can see it.
Do I have access to that WhatsApp group? I don't really have, because I'm just doing posting as illness and recovery. So
I don't.
I can stick it in the chat box here for you, Murray. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm also aware of time, guys.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm an addict named Ellie. Are we going to vote to make a contribution with our funds? We didn't get there.
We haven't got there yet. This is
why I know. I have to go.
To move on swiftly.
Yeah, so. I have to leave.
Okay. Yeah, that's 2 hours, guys, nearly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So would we just want to put a quick vote on that for anyone that needs to leave?
Yes. You
know, do we need? Would we like to make a donation to Region this quarter?
Yes.
Anyone else against that? So I'll take that as a yes.
I don't see what we have, you know, I lost that. You posted that at first, but I don't have it in front of me. So I don't know how much
What we've got in the bank at the moment for our, hang on, let me see the prudent the tradition saving, £993.31.
Didn't hear you.
993.31.
Got it.
Okay.
993.31. Can I hear Jay asking a question in the background now?
Sorry, Jay, did you ask a question?
What's the normal donation?
$200.
Yeah, £2.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I vote for that.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
We'll take that as a yes.
We can organize.
Yes.
We can organize that.
Thank you very much indeed, Steve.
No worries.
I'm going to move swiftly on because we've got Michael next with the RCM report. Is there anything to report, Michael?
Sorry, I was muted. At this juncture, I have nothing to report, just that because I unfortunately had problems doing service at the region this last region. So, but I will make up for it next region with a regional report. I do apologize.
Thank you very much, Michael, for your service. Appreciate it, brother. Big hugs, mate. Okay. We usually have group reports here, and as we've done, you know, spent a lot of time today on the car report, I'm just going to ask, has anyone from any of the groups got anything important they need to share about their group at this present time?
I think it's probably important. Michael, I don't have... Go ahead, Steve.
Just going to say it's probably important that we minute the fact that the Friday 6 p.m. LGBT meeting has folded, and that's been dealt with. So it's been taken off the meetings list. It's been unpublished on virtual, so it's not showing on our meetings list. And a note has been made on the website to that effect as of last Friday.
So. Thank you very much indeed for that, Steve. Any other urgent news from any of the groups at present? I'll take that as a no. Okay, we're going to straight on to old business. Use of Tradition 7 funds. We've already made a decision that we will be paying to Region £200 this month. I've got the car report here, which we've completed now. Yay! next one. We've also had an update from Steve regarding the region treasury update. Is there anything else anyone would like to talk about? Anything on any of those subjects? My dog's jumping all over me. Sit down, Bori. Bori, be a good boy. Sit down. Okay, new business. Any new business? Okay, I did have a message, and I think Steve's aware that although this in the time won't be the time and the place. I understand that Christine's made a proposal to start another WhatsApp group in reference to a full membership, I believe, if that's the case, I believe. But we will not be dealing with that this month because Christine's not here.
True.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward, guys. We've got no events on the horizon, have we?
Nope.
Okay, so the closing balance is $1,493.31. That's correct, yes. Okay, I've already put a date in here for the which I'm considering, if everyone's okay with that, for the next area service committee.
Is that including the £200 donation that we've given?
That doesn't come out. That comes out once it's been sent.
Okay.
While it was present.
All right. All right.
293. So if you take 200 quid off of that,
okay. At the moment,
when it's done, and we'll have 1,200 quid or whatever else.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Okay. I've actually looked at the calendar and thought, if it's all right with everyone, that we have the meeting at the same time on a Monday after the Steps and Tradition meeting on the 24th of April. How does everyone feel about that?
Yeah, that sounds okay. I don't know about it. Yeah, for me. Yeah.
I'd like to propose, because we've been doing the Monday meeting for a while, I just wonder whether we ought to give another group the opportunity to host the area. Effectively.
Well, I think it's good that it falls in the middle of the day.
Absolutely.
What about the Tuesday meditation, after the Tuesday meditation meeting? That would be the 25th of April.
I think we're having some issues with attendance. I'd rather wait until Christine is, I'm not sure,
It's questionable whether that group is going to continue. It's questionable right now.
Maybe the next, we could discuss it at the next ASC meeting. It's just my thought. And give her some time to make, just, let her recuperate. I'd like to see her come back. Just my opinion.
Well, hopefully by the 24th of April, she would have made a bit of a recovery to be back.
Okay, yeah. But I would like to ask Jay is chair of the Monday meeting, if he's happy for that to happen on after this meeting as well. I think that's important. You good with that, Jay?
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
24th is good then.
Thank you very much for all your info.
Hey, Jay.
Indeed. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for everyone for being here and participating at the ASC. My dog, Bori, is also here, and he's not bothered, which is a result. Okay. I'm going to choose someone to close the meeting, actually. Michael, would you like to close the area meeting for us today?
I'd be more than honored to. Let's take a moment of silence out for the still suffering aid, both inside and outside these rooms, and pray for the ones that are sick and dying, and pray for the ones that are healing as we're speaking. To the higher power, if you're understanding or non-understanding, higher power, grant us the serenity. God.
Grant us the serenity,
the things we cannot change,
to accept the things we cannot change,
the
courage to change the things we can, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Awesome.
I have to go. Love you all.
Love you guys.
Let others be good to you and get lots of loot from them.
I'll give you a shout later in the week, Michael. We'll have that conversation with you, me and Jay, if you want.
Okay then, guys. I want to say thank you very much, and have a good day, evening, wherever you are. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Now, home, Ray. Take good care.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, Steve,